Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
He kōna e pūrangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Tonight I am in a small tent on top of Whenua Hau near Tohu's nest. Tohu is a young female. She's the youngest female ever to have mated. And she mated with two males, including Sinbad, one of the Fiordland descendants. Sinbad is actually booming nearby. I can hear him booming quite close to the tent. And in the background and all around, I can hear the hubbub of thousands and thousands of petrels swirling above us. It's a really, really wonderful place to be up here tonight.
Kia ora. Hello. I'm Alison Balance, and this is Voice of the Kakapo from RNZ. We're up to part three, nest checks. It's mid-January 2019. The birds are breeding big time, and Doc's Kakapo team, Deirdre Virko, Andrew Digby and others, are busy finding nests and wiring them for sound and vision.
We've just arrived at Queenie's nest tent, which we use, not Queenie. So it's perched like a palace, actually, on top of a wee high point here. But I'm just about to plug a battery and monitor in here and see if she's got a camera in her nest. And there's that lovely sound.
Tell me the significance of that sound.
So that's what we call a ding-dong. And we have a sensor across the entrance of the nest, and when the female gets off the nest at night, she breaks that sensor beam, and we hear that lovely sound in the middle of the night in our tent to wake us up. But it also plays just when we plug this monitor in. So we've got the monitor in now. Let's see what we can see. Wow, look at that. We've got Kakapo TV.
So hello, Queenie.
Yeah, we can see her in there.
So she's sitting tight on... You know she's got two eggs. But she could have more?
She could have more. We saw her two eggs on about 8 days ago. And I think she was still in the process of laying at the time, so it's possible she's got a third. She could even have a fourth, knowing this season. That'll be quite exciting to find out. Cool, so now all we need to do is sit and wait, really. We should hear some boys booming from this spot too. We might hear two or three, possibly bonus, maybe gumboots, probably before dark.
They're keen.
They are keen.
The keen kakapo are breeding on Whenua Hau and Anchor Island. On these two islands, there are 50 females of breeding age, and all but one will breed this season. The youngest, as Andrew said, is Tohu. She's barely five. And the oldest? Well, we don't know how old the oldest kakapo might be. At least 40, but probably much older. 60. 80 years old. Maybe they live to 100.
So they seem to breed right up until when they stop. And some of the males maybe slow down. But yes, the females, we have had birds breed right up until the years that they've passed on. I don't know how old they've been at that time, but quite possibly very old. We have one female here, Nora. She had 35 years between fertile eggs and producing chicks, so that's pretty staggering.
Nora's an old favourite. She was discovered on Rakiura in 1980. She's named Nora for the North Wind, and she's the matriarch of the Wind Dynasty. Her daughter Zephyr is named after a gentle breeze. She hatched in 1981, and Nora didn't produce any more chicks from then until the last kakapo breeding season back in 2016, when she had two sons. Hoki, by the way, the stroppy-hand-reared kakapo from the last episode, she's Zephyr's daughter, Nora's granddaughter.
Ranger Margie and I have just found Nora's nest. Nora is an old founder, originally from Rakiura, Stewart Island. She often chooses to nest in Garnia, a type of grass, but this year she's chosen a big rata, a big hollow tree, and she's sitting tightly inside that tree, sitting on at least one egg that we could see. It's very exciting because although 19 females on Whenuahou have mated so far, this is only the second nest that we've found, and it's from a particularly important female. So we're very keen for Nora to produce offspring, so this is going to be quite a key nest for us. The genetic situation with kakapo is actually quite dire. The current kakapo population only descended from 62 individuals, and quite a few of those still haven't bred, so it's a very small genetic pool. Kakapo have been through at least one genetic bottleneck, probably two. They've got one of the lowest genetic diversities of any New Zealand bird, and so that can cause a lot of problems, and we think we see quite a few of those problems in kakapo, particularly with the low fertility that we see.
Oh, we've got a ding-dong. Did you hear the ding-dong?
I surely did. Which means what?
That means Queenie has probably just left the nest, so I think we should go and check the monitor and see if she's still there. If she's not, we'll get our gear ready and head on down. Whenuahou base from D, do you copy?
Base receiving, over.
Yeah, hi Anton. Just letting you know that Queenie has left her nest. She's just about to walk right past us. Clear and listening. We should check the monitor. Just turn her on and see. Oh wow, it's definitely more than two eggs. I can see three.
Oh,
and possibly, I don't know, do you think that might be a fourth one?
I think that could be a fourth one.
It could be. There's definitely four eggs in there. I can see them from here.
What a lovely sight.
It is.
So it's under a huge rata tree.
It's one of the biggest ratas I've ever seen.
It's got this beautiful, dry, sheltered nest cavity.
So I'm just going to have to see how easy it is to reach in and get those eggs. It might be a scoop job, maybe. Let's see.
So your scoop is a tea strainer on the end of a walking pole.
Very sophisticated. So the one I've pulled out first is already being labelled Queenie 2A, so it's a second egg from her first clutch. So let's just turn our head torches off and I'll shine my special candling torch up to the air cell end of the egg and see what we can find. Oh, fantastic. Fertile. Woohoo! I'd say that one. It's probably about 7-8 days old. So the blood vessels are fairly well throughout the top half of the egg, almost down to the pointy end of the egg, but not quite. And they've connected underneath the air cell.
That is a beautiful sight.
Isn't it lovely? We haven't seen enough of these this year. Fertility's been quite low. All too often we've shone the candling torch up to the egg like this, and all we've seen is kind of a bright white light. So given this is number two, this egg will be coming home with us tonight. So I'm just going to pop it straight into the transport box.
So you've got a little polystyrene box packed full of cotton wool.
Yes, we're literally wrapping them up in cotton wool. Right, I could see there was a different coloration of the eggs when I went in that time. So I've just got the darker egg because I know it's going to be the older one. So this one's Queenie 1. Infertile. That's a shame.
Kakapo fertility is quite low. The number of eggs which are actually fertile is only round about 50% or 50 to 60% overall. So that's very low for a bird species. And we think it's genetic. We think it's because of inbreeding.
It's pretty gutting sometimes. I mean, I'm really happy that that second egg's fertile. It gives me hope for the third and the fourth, but we'll hopefully find that out in a minute. But to see infertile eggs, it's just... it would be such a game changer for kakapo if they had more fertile eggs. It really would. We've had over 150 eggs laid this season. So few of them really will turn into actual kakapo. So let's check this one. Yay! It's fertile. Look at that. Beautiful.
Lovely.
Gorgeous ring of development on the top, clearly a lot younger than the second egg. So I think this is the third egg laid. And I'm going to write her name on the top. So it's Queenie 3A19. Oh, that was a stretch. Last chance. Oh, no. It's either infertile or too early to see. Actually, I won't give up hope on this one yet, Alison. There could be a tiny little blastoderm in there.
Well, that was a very successful mission. It must be delightful to see two, maybe three fertile eggs in that clutch.
Oh, it's fantastic. I wasn't really expecting that. I was thinking we might see two infertile eggs or possibly three, but to see four eggs there and two of them fertile at least, that's great.
We should actually mention that I'm particularly chuffed about this female kakapo having fertile eggs because she's kind of important to me because she was one I got to name, so she's named after my mum.
That's fantastic, Alison. I'm so glad you were here to share that.
So she's 10 years old, and her mum is Cindy, and her dad is Ox, and she has a brother, Natapa, and I think pretty sure this is her first year breeding. And just as we've come back up to the tent, the seabirds have really started arriving, so it's getting very noisy in the sky above.
I can see the stars out.
Queenie turned out to have laid three fertile eggs. Young Tohu's two eggs, both infertile. We'll go back to Nora's nest in the next episode of RNZ's Voice of the Kakapo. A huge thanks to Deirdre Virko and Andrew Digby from the Kakapo Recovery Program at the New Zealand Department of Conservation. Jason McClelland mixed the story, which was recorded and produced by me, Alison Balance. You can listen again at rnz.co.nz/kakapo or find us as RNZ Kakapo Files wherever you listen to podcasts. Mā te wā.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.